Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that this shit, and rappers are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the beast. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Witcher.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering graphics, just download the song. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Buddy, you're coming to you to do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
We got
the gold,
we beat, we brought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, they wish your love to all your fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing up and bust the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop, AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Tupac and B, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder, master music show. Free the homie gangs, bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Can't read, you better stay your ass in school. Get up out them streets. Everybody not built the same.
same. Keep what you can use, throw the rest away. My power come from my pain, my hustle come from my struggle. And I don't trust motherfuckers. Sometimes you gotta fall back to get a better view. Then you start peeping shit that you never knew.
Everybody, this is your boy Prez. Welcome to episode 686 of the Murder Master Music Show. Man, I've been waiting to do this episode for over two decades because I became a music journalist in 1998. 2 years prior to that, the Reckless Klan blew up the scene. We're blowing up the scene, the debut album, which was a phenomenal project of the 90s, probably one of the best of 96. And after I heard that album, you know, I always said to myself, man, this is going to be one of the best groups of all time. You know what I'm saying? It's a trio like the Fifth Ward Boys, the Ghetto Boys. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those legendary type of groups. You know what I'm saying? They had that feel and that vibe to it. Well, anyway, fast forward, you know what I'm saying, 24 years later, I get the opportunity tonight to talk to these guys. I'm talking about Point Blank, PSK 13, and Ice Lord, the infamous Reckless Klan. Let me bring these fellas on right now, man. How the hell are you guys doing, man? What's up, Reckless Klan?
Yo, yo.
UK.
Yes, sir. Dub K. Klan D.
Huge honor, fellas. Man. The album is phenomenal. Hate is the New Love. Those of you just heard the intro, heard the first song. This project is killing anything out right now. You know what I'm saying? What made you guys want to bring back WK in 2020?
Go ahead, bro.
Well. Yeah, man, 20 years, it's been too long. You know, Ice Lord, He kind of turned the ignition switch on it, you know.
Yeah.
Me and Kay, you know, I've been touring, doing shows, you know, staying active. But Ice Lord was the one that always, hey, we need to do this Klan record. We need to get this Klan record. So when he did get the torch lit, you know, that really was the truth. Because 20 years, man, I couldn't believe it even been 20 years. And we ain't did but one record. You know, I mean, you know, we had to come back out and get it, you know, and just prove to ourselves we can come together and do it. And I think it's phenomenal, too, man, because I love my bro,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
and I
right,
think
right.
They the dopest, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, that layoff doesn't even, you know, doesn't really mean anything, you know what I'm saying? People might be led to believe that, you know, we might have some kind of differences or the group broke up or, you know, what have you, all kind of, you know, things that, you know, that can go across one's mind over the course of 20 years. We've been as tight over the last 20 years since, you know what I'm saying, we did the first one. So it was always something that we said need to be done. We knew it needed to be done.
Uh-huh.
And you know how the Lord work, man. You know, when the timing is right, it's going to happen. But, you know, to pick it back on what Blank said, you know, Ice Lord was instrumental in the getting it popping off, you know, and all it took was us to do one song. It was a rap after that. After that first song was done, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
It was like, okay, boy, we back at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I initiated it. But I stayed campaigning to Blank about it. You know, it was just a matter of us lining up our personal schedules, you know, to get it done. Like Kay said, no conflict whatsoever. You know, we brothers. period, no matter what. So, you know, we took our time, you know, didn't rush it. And, you know, just delivered another classic, you know, according to feedback we get, you know. So, you know, we're proud of that.
Let me say this after Ice Lord spoke. I'm going to need everybody to give my boy his props, man. When Ice Lord first came to Big Time Records, he brought a doggone demo tape in, man. And I promise I listened to that demo tape all day long I couldn't tell you how long. He had a song on that called First Night of Slanging. And that song just for some reason, man, I couldn't stop saying it in my head. I couldn't stop playing it. I couldn't stop singing it. And then his flow and his voice, and, man, it's time for everybody who rock with Point Blank, who rock with PSK13, man. Y'all have got to mention Ice Lord in the same breath, man. This man is a cold MC, period. And I rock him against anybody.
Straight out of New Orleans, man.
Now, this was 95 when you came with the demo tape, or 94?
Actually, what happened, they came down to New Orleans. I was at a Joe Black concert on Tulane. And I ran into him and, you know, hollered at him and gave him a CD that, like Kay was talking about, that first night. I recorded that in at Festival Studio in Kenner. And, you know, hollered at him, and then maybe a few months later, you know, I was on my way to H-Town.
Yes, sir.
Man. And that
first
is, you guys,
slang.
You guys are, you know what I'm saying, how did the Reckless Clan form? I know you had the classic song Reckless on the Prone to Bad Dreams. When did you guys decide to form the group?
Well, it was Blank. That's this Blank, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This all from the mind of, you know what I'm saying, the Bull. Reckless Clan, the name, everything, the whole idea was formulated with Blank. So this is his brainchild, you know what I'm saying? And I'm happy to be a part of it. We felt like the chemistry was going to be good, but I don't think we ever knew the chemistry was going to be magnificent like it is. This all Point Blank, baby.
RIP to my brother, 38. You know what I mean?
RIP 38.
Because he was in the group as well. But you know, the name always been there, but the group wasn't there. You know what I mean? It was me and my brother, 38. And I'm like, man, you know, it just came together, man. I remember PSK coming to the office. And I'm sitting here listening to his demo. I'm like, man, this is so dope. You know what I mean? It's like, it's 20 years ago, but I remember it like yesterday because he right on the road with me after that. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, like, real talk. Like, he come to the office. Yeah, he went through, you know, let other people in the office hear his record. But, you know, when he got to the Blanks, then we in the office, you know, shit. You know, everybody green lighted that, and then I took them right on the road with me.
Sure. Not even a week later, Blank had me on the road with him. Not even a week later. So, you know what I'm saying? Like he said, I let other people in the office hear. They was like, eh. But, you know, Blank's also a member. You know what I'm saying? I'll never forget that. You know what I'm saying? It would not be no PSK 13.
Right off the bus,
Blank
he
didn't.
Go ahead, Huey.
No, nah, like I said, it wouldn't be no PSK13 without Point Blank, period.
Man, we in the office, man. I tell this dude right off the bustle, and these two of the top MCs that's legends right now, man. I'm like, man, you got some Cuban face in you, man.
Right,
like,
I remember.
I'll never forget that. You know what I mean?
Then on top of that, you would critique me with it, too. Because, like, when you first said it, I was like, damn, man, you know, damn, that's Point Blank, man. That nigga feeling me like that. But then I kind of rolled with that and tried to sound like that. But you would always, I remember early on, you was like, hey, man, you dope. But you still sounded too much like Cuban face. You know what I'm saying? So I had to find my right cadence. You know what I'm saying? I had to find my comfort zone in the booth and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? And one thing I like about Blank is a, is a good critic. You know, even on this album, the first song we did, you know what I'm saying? He was like, hey, you know, I mean, I know it's been a minute since you've been in the booth, man, but you got to come with it, man. You know what I'm saying? So that lit the fire under me right there.
Yeah, it
was just
work.
A little laid back. He was laid back. He just needed to come with that just a little more air. That's all. But you remember that shit too, huh? Okay. When it came,
oh yeah,
came
no
to
doubt.
The office. Yeah, real
yeah,
cool, man.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was our beginning.
Yeah,
that first night of slanging. That first night of slanging, this hit, you know, it ran through the office. You know, you I don't know if we heard it together, if we heard it separately, but it ran through the office. And when I got my
man, we banged
that
in
first
the bottom
night of slanging, I was like, man, this he hard his voice, man. His
right.
voice was just
right.
different, and he was raw, man. Like real talk,
right.
he was everything we wanted.
And,
my
and,
brother,
right.
you
and
know,
he was like, he was like us, but from New Orleans with the slang and the twang and the voice. He wasn't doing the bounce music, you know what they was doing back then at the time when Ice Lord came. So he was
real
like
talk.
Us on the same, you know what I'm saying, the same mind frame as us. But he had that thorough voice and that Louisiana accent with the gangster self. Like, man, I couldn't stop listening to him.
Yeah. That's the thing that's dope about Reckless Clan is the three of you guys have distinct voices and cadences and styles. You know what I'm saying? And when you put that together, then you got a super group.
It's magic. Hey, I love what did I text you earlier today?
PSK said that same thing. Chemistry,
yep.
Different styles, it just worked. It just worked together.
Right.
And you know what's dope, Ice Lord? You... man, you're very similar, not style-wise, but to the story of Big Mike, because he came over from New Orleans, went to Houston, you know what I'm saying, hooked
yeah,
up
exactly.
a rap lot, did his thing, and you came over and did your thing. What about New Orleans, you know what I'm saying, as far as artists out that way? Did you ever, like, work with any guys like Trey, Bust Down, or any of them guys, Ice Mike?
I never worked with them, but I knew all of them. I used to, it was a club down there called Sensation, Club Sensation that I used to work at. My OG Renard, he used to own that, him and a partner here, Rob, Big Boy. And, you know, all of them, they used to come in and do the concerts and everything. T.T. Tucker, if he was in that ghost town, you know, he'd hit another little spot. He used to come to Sensation and, you know, I used to give him the mic and, I mean, Ice Mike, Tim Smooth, Jules. I mean, you know, I met all of them, knew all of them, but I never did nothing musically with them.
He was too dope for him.
Nah.
Well, he came. Dope thing about the group, too, is if you look at it, Blank came from Chicago originally. You come from New Orleans, PSK, Houston. Three different areas. See what I'm saying? You guys all hook up. And it's like
I never thought about that, man. I was a day old when I thought about that. I never thought about that, though. That's a lie.
Hmm.
Yeah. We so close like that. I don't even see Blankets from Chicago or Ice Lord is from New Orleans. I don't see that. I see us like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we
getting in there doing
at.
Our thing. Yeah, right, right, right. That's crazy, though. On everything I love, that thought has never ran across my mind. But that's dope.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just an observation, man. But you know what I'm saying? This new album, Haters and New Love, I want everybody to go get this. Let's give them another taste of it. You know what I'm saying? This one here is Three Kings. I can't stop playing this one. Man, why don't you guys intro this one, man?
Before the day ends, remember three things. PSK, Point Blank, and Ice Lord, Three Kings.
Three Kings.
W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W-K-W- Oklahoma, yep, CP3. I'm out here pumping, got it jumping off from baking the cake. Got my gate up and my weight up, daddy making this shake. 36 is 54, yeah, them numbers is right. Bleeding till I bust a vein, man, my summer was tight. Yeah, the same old click, back with that new shit. Get up in a nigga teeth like a toothpick. Dedicated to my grind, some never made it. And when I say it, I'ma do it, that's predicated. When I'm in my stance, niggas don't stand a chance. Babies crying, yellow tape in the ambulance. 10 toes on my grizzly like I'm born in it. Loyalty is royalty, man, I'm sworn in it. 3 crowns, 3 drones, nigga, 3 rings. Blowing up the scene, clan deep, nigga, 3 kings.
We kicking those down, that's how you know we in the building. Running up, you pay high, snipers rock. It was crunch time and two of the month. My team made plays, packaged deals through the cut. Got IP, kept one concealed, for B suited up. Still on the throne, never stepped down, was just reclining. We ain't buying what the game's selling now, just declining. Like dark days, plenty shade, cloud is still grinding. Holding down through the rain, rise above it, still shining. Three-headed monster like a Dora, nigga, we kings. Spit blistering flows of flame like a beast stings. Robber pummel, can't square off, not equally. Ball up, too many shooters point, you'll never see the rain. We ain't comparable, you are who you stand with. You reckon, nigga, so your people collateral damage. Now who gon' step up to the plate, knowing how the clan get? Been 20 plus since we ate together and we famished. We kicking those down, that's how you know we in the building. Running up, you pay high, snipers dropping from the ceiling. Dog king, we on top, adversaries fleeing. Got it concealed, but it's on sight for them, now they seeing.
My shit, yeah, them 90s was crazy. 2000, the new millennium on. Don't know how this shit gon' end, better fear the unknown. Postpone, hell nah, we can't wait. Sit back, cause we jumped in the game and we ate. Anything in our way had to pay. 20 years later, to this day, we straight. Making old shit, new news, bitch, you late. If that's the case, majority of the industry fake. Take what you can use, throw the rest away. Cause it all can be gone like yesterday. Blank Boulevard, dogs off the leash and they out the yard. Stay strong, young brothers, just do your part. Keep guard on your heart, be smart and fight hard.
We kicking those down, that's how you know we in the building. Running up, you pay high, snipers dropping from the ceiling. Dog king, we on top, adversaries fleeing. Got it concealed, but it's on sight for them, now they seeing.
That right there is everything that hip-hop needs right now in 2020. Man, if you don't have Haters and New Love, you got to go get it. It's available online everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Cop that immediately. Let me bring back on, you know what I'm saying, Ice Lord, Point Blank, and PSK 13. Man, fellas, when you sit back and you listen to this, this is for all you guys, when you sit back and you listen to this new album, you know what I'm saying, how proud are you guys of it, man? It's got to make you feel good.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard. It's hard, man. The beat's jamming. You know, everybody going in, you know what I mean? So it's hard, man. Very proud.
Like, one thing I noticed about us is like when we do music, even our solo projects or a song, we listen to it, we bang it, and we say it's jamming, that's loud, that's dope. But man, when we started listening to this music, we was texting each other like, bro, man, we get it, man, this shit jamming, like, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that was what was different about this album, man. We all three of us was excited about it. We finished the album. When did we finish the album, man? We finished the album last year.
No,
yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? I know it's tough speaking for me. I was so anxious, you know what I'm saying? Blank got on me a couple of times, like, man, quit sharing the stuff. I was so anxious to get it out there, man, because I was proud of everything that we did, man, and how we came together.
Exactly.
And we hit the studio rolling, man. It wasn't no filling out process. We didn't have to listen to a whole bunch of beats and reject a lot of beats. It was like everything just came. You know, when we got a beat, we were like, yeah, we can mash that. We can mash that. Okay, we can mash that. So it wasn't even us doing a whole bunch of songs and picking the songs out. Man, this album came out just like a snap. You know what I'm saying? We went in, did test vocals, went in, did final vocals. Ice Lord should get a lot of production credit on this album too, because he did a lot of, you know, a lot of things behind the scenes on the board, and that's another skill that Ice Lord have, you know, that really make me respect him a lot. And, you know, of course, Blank gonna be Blank, you know what I'm saying? Blank gonna come and do his thing, one of the most distinct voices in the business, and you know what I'm saying, one of the best MCs in my opinion in the business, and you know what I'm saying? Those are my two dudes, man. So we were. As far as I'm speaking for me, I was super excited to get this record out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Out too, man. Three Kings, man. Shout out to Vogue. He produced Three Kings.
MC Vogue, yes, sir.
Yeah, we go way back with Vogue. He finally got him a song on the record. But and Ice Lord and K, they went and they had the hook on the song already. They had, you know, that was one of the tracks. They sent to me on the email. Man, I'm on the road, high rolling. I was like, man, I wrote my verse right there. When I was hearing the niggas' verse and I'm like, these niggas killing this shit, man. I promise you, man, that verse came right there, man. So. Yeah, that's one of them tracks that give me the chills. That's like, here we come. You know what I mean? It almost was first on the album, but we put Haters to New Love.
Yeah.
That's what it was titled. Goddamn, we struggled with that. We wanted Three Kings, but yeah, it's dope. All right. Man.
All right.
It's a beautiful thing to see this. I just posted. You know, I became a music journalist in 98. You guys, the last album was 96. And I remember when I first became a music journalist, I said to myself, man, I'm going to interview these guys for the next album, and I'm going to review the next album in this Murder Dog. It didn't happen, but we're here today, man. You know, you can't believe how anxious and excited I am for this. Man, I've been bugging the shit out of both you guys behind the scenes. Ice Lord, I didn't get to hit you up yet. But I've been bugging Blank and PSK, man. When y'all coming on the show?
Right.
I'm glad
right.
it's here, man.
Right.
Now that it's out, you know what I'm saying, when everything gets back to normal, because right now, you know, the lockdown and all that,
you
guys want to go and hit the road and do some shows?
Yeah, we just going to promote the fuck out of it. While we on lock, we're going to promote it online. And when they let us out them gates, man, we're going to do everything possible to get it to the next level. It's a hard record.
Right.
It's like listening to the 90s. That's that 90s right there.
Right. Including visuals and videos. So we're working on videos and everything like that, and writing treatments and everything like that.
This is a project, you know what I'm saying, that definitely needs to be heard by the masses. We're going to do what we can on our part as well, spread the word. You know, if there's one thing you want people to take away after listening to this, I'll let each one of you guys answer that. What would that be? After I play this album front to back, man, what do you want me to take away from this?
In four words, they still got it.
All our records. Good beats, everything. Mix, music, studio, like everything about the record. All the right hooks. You know what I mean? One of the dopest underground records. Classic. It's already a classic. It just came out. It's already a classic. It just dropped. It's a classic.
Like the song says, it's ageless, man. It's
I go as far as to say we the best group of 2020. The best group. Groups don't even stay together. Groups don't even last. You feel me? We come from 20 years back. You know what I mean? We still here. We still friends. We still just dropped another dope record. And it ain't another group out there that record better than that right now in 2020.
Yeah, right now, this is, like I said at the beginning of the show, I agree with you, Blank. This is the record so far of 2020. And I think it's going to stay that way for a long time, fellas, because it's one of those things you ain't got to fast forward nothing. Was that your goal, man? Of course, obviously, you know, you want to make the best music possible, but did you guys want to make another timeless, like blowing up the scene?
Yes, sir. We actually wanted to outdo blowing up the scene. So that I don't know if the two guys remember that, but I think Blank said something like that, man. You know, we want to make this better than blowing up the scene. And I think it is. I mean, that's a tough call, but I definitely think this album is better than blowing up the scene. As far as the production, and you know, us growing as artists, things like that, and the song choices and the lyrics and things like that. So yeah, I'd have to say it's better than blowing up the scene.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know what I'm saying, this is new and fresh to me, and blowing up the scene, I've been bumping for a quarter century. But I could see that, man. This thing is right on path to being just as good, if not better, than the original. So that brings the next question. Of course, we want to focus on Hate is the New Love. But I have to ask this, man. We ain't going to wait another quarter century for the third one, are we?
No, because this is the key in our back, really. We all been working ever since. We ain't stopped doing songs.
You know what I mean?
So... Another one is definitely come sooner, you know what I mean? You know, in a legitimate time, I say a year, you know what I mean? Because we going to do a video for every song on this record. And when we do everything we can to put this record where it's at, we'll do another clan.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there. This next song I want to go to, you know, BOS.
Bunch of shit, man.
K Reno. Man, tell me what that's like, you know what I'm saying, working with your brother K Reno on this new Reckless Clan, and how was it to record this song?
He the best to do it, man. I say that everywhere I go, man. He the best to do it. It's my brother. I love him. And he the wizard. I named him the wizard. But look, we got that track from AL, Folk Hero. And it was so dope, man. We didn't know what we was going to do with the track, honestly. And man, I was about to send this to Reno. You know what I mean? when Reno sent it back, man, you know, it was a bunch of shit. You know what I mean? And
when Dom sent it to the Wiz.
Yeah, it's in the Wiz. Wiz gave up with the chorus. Wiz did his verse. And when I heard that, it was automatic. It was right. Automatic. Real talk. Right. I think that's a hard ass song, man. Real talk.
Right.
Shout
we got
out
a lot
to
of good feedback
hero,
on
man.
That song. Right. Shout out
yeah.
to AL, Folk Hero. He got a couple of songs on the album. And AL, an up and coming dope producer, too, man. And we were just talking about this yesterday, how we're getting a lot of feedback from our listeners about BOS. And I knew the song was dope. We all knew the song was dope, but it's surprising at how many people really feeling this song. So I'm definitely proud of that fact. That was one of those songs that it kind of crept up on everybody and got in the album rotation real quick. So I'm excited about the juice this song
right.
producer.
You're right. It came in the third of the album.
Right.
Hell yeah, man. And those of you listening right now, Hate Is the New Love, get that. This is BOS, you know what I'm saying, featuring K Reno, Reckless Clan. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Dub, hey, can y'all hear
us? Hey, man,
we
don't
ask
too much.
Yep.
Just a little something. Watch it. I want the crown, Jake. More money than everyone in town. Make a special glove program to slap a person that sound fake. A woman with a round posterior and a brown face who don't clown and debate. Plus, she thick as my mama pound cake. No bills. Empower to get you high without the pills. A clone of me to do my work while I sit at the house and chill. Everybody having their own paper. Ain't got to borrow. All my homies locked up for nothing. They getting out tomorrow. No price. Come up with something to get these laws right and be so cool that I never wear the same pair of drawers twice. Full bank accounts for my people who bread ain't steady yet. I would improve my jump shot, but damn, my shit already wet. A lot of land, a lot of houses, new shoes, plus a lot of other junk that a brother don't even do. That's all I need to get it. Carry no straight, and just to keep your boy great, I'll even take some more hate. Come on, say I ain't asking for a lot, just a little something. A little bread, a few chicks, just to get it jumping. See, I ain't greedy, y'all tripping, I just want some licks. Man, let me stop it, boy, I'm lying, I want a bunch of shit. A big house on a whole lot of acres. Money, you can't even count it up, nigga, long paper. A black stretch Range Rover, call it the Long Ranger. We to choke your ass out like the Boston Strangler. Everybody living good and looking good. Family good, business good, money good. God is good, gotta get back, feed the hood. Say the community, say the children, you say the future. Time machines that'll take you right back to the future. Chip in my body for what? Connect me to a computer. No matter the circumstance, gotta get to the moolah. Feed off our competition like a barracuda. I got a queen at home, I don't need a Medusa. Cut the check, I'm my own executive producer. I never throw good money at bad money. Call me the cleaner man, I garbage bag money. Look, bitch, say I ain't asking for a lot, just a little something. A little bread, a few chicks just to get it jumping. See, I ain't greedy, y'all tripping, I just want some licks. Man, let me stop it, boy, I'm lying, I want a bunch of shit.
Good, not too bad for once, I want some goods to give away. Another day to hold on to my family friends who slipped away. A day when haters don't envy, respect your grind and salute you. Safe for schools, plans and weapons misfire when they try to shoot us. A night when I could watch the news and don't have to turn it. My money flame retarded if I get the urge like Slaughter to burn it. When they see us just chilling, don't harass it, get us heated. Ain't no beef, we getting money to block the only thing bleed. Alone and with a chick who only die when I'm flying high. I need one that'll stick around. Round, even if the bag run dry, with savings linked to mine, and I could just transfer the fun. A whole day on the couch eating, watching Sanford and Son. Radio station bumping Dub K every hour. Do like Oprah at shows, everybody get an Eddie Bauer. Don't see nobody acting foolish just for some clout. A break from Vegas, long winter, so the snakes won't come out.
Say I ain't asking for a lot, just a little something. A little bread, a few chicks just to get it jumping. See, I ain't greedy, y'all tripping. I just want some licks. Man, let me stop it, boy, I'm blind. I want a bunch of shit.
Blow a bag of money, blow a bag of weed, then bag of thot. Niggas watching me blow a thief, they say I brag a lot. Man, you niggas life lame in a dice game, never crapping out. I will pull that clapper out to check what niggas yapping by. A bunch of shit I need to touch, a bunch of shit I need to cop. The cabriolet without the top, just hate presidential with the crusty bezel. You niggas watching from the nosebleeds up your level. I need to pay a white boy to hack the banking system and take a million and make it rain on Harvey victims. Even then, I need a boatload of cash to buy the Texans and fire Bill O'Brien's ass. I need a Beamer and my money for FEMA. A 30-foot yacht on a dock up in Kima. I need patience so I don't have to punch a trick. I got a long list and I still need a bunch of shit.
Say I ain't asking for a lot just to live something. A little bread, a few chicks just to get it jumping. See, I ain't greedy, y'all tripping. I just want some licks. Man, let me stop it, boy. I'm lying. I want a bunch of shit.
Yeah, man, if you haven't made up your mind yet, man, you will shortly, because, you know, we still got a couple more dope tracks to play. Man, Hate is the New Love, Reckless Clan, available right now everywhere. You got to support these fellas, man. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that puts out good music, you got to support it. You guys, I know you guys are doing videos. What about physical copies? I know you guys got that on deck.
They on the way. They on the way. You can start ordering physical copies, but they on the way as we speak. It's Corona holding us up.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's holding up everything. What the fuck happened? you know, this shit just put the whole world on pause, man. What are you guys' thoughts on that? We'll start with you, Ice Lord. Man, how has this affected you and yours, and how are you holding up?
Well, you know, I'm trying to, you know, take the advice they're saying, you know, stay safe and mask up and gloves and everything, you know, doing that, the whole protocol that they, you know, got out there trying to, you know, pushing on or whatever. But I mean, yeah. You know, ain't really much we can do, you know, and except, you know, follow what they tell us to do. You know, I watch the news, you know, all day long, wait for things to, you know, wait for them to open it up, and, you know, they going back and forth saying one thing one day, then, you know, something else another. So, you know, it's frustrating, but, you know, we're you know, they'll open the gates back up soon enough.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, PSK, man? How has this affected you?
Well, first of all, it's, I have grown children now, and I haven't had a chance to see my kids since this all started, man. So it's really affected me in that manner, you know. And I do have a career outside of music, and I'm considered an essential worker, so I'm still out here working, you know. And which I consider the curse and the blessing, because you're still exposing yourself to the chance of, you know, being infected. And but, you know, at the same time, you have an opportunity, you know, to still, you know, take care of your family. And but, you know, as a whole, you know, man, I mean, we humans, man, we adapt and survive. And so, you know, that's what us that's still above ground, you know, that's all we can do. And you know, I just say to everybody, man, you know, wash up, keep everything clean. You can't be too careful, man. Wear your mask, stay 6 feet. You know, and error on the side of caution. You know, there's nothing wrong with being too safe, especially in times like these when this is sort of an invisible killer, man. So, you know, you can never be too safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And Blank, I know you, man, you always out there on the street, and you taking pictures with the fans, and, you know what I'm saying, I know that's affected you. How have you been holding up, brother?
Everything been good, man. Thanks for asking. And I just want to start off by saying, you know, rest in peace for everybody that, you know, that lost their lives through this thing. So just off the reality of that, people dying. They don't get no realer than that. So
it's scary,
you know,
shit.
Like it's scary. That was gonna be my next thing. It's scary to not know. To have children and like you said, you know, you see me out dealing with the fans, you know, that's how we make the bulk of our money, being out on the road, and that had to stop. Common sense and reality kick in over that. You know, it overruled that. So it had to stop, and I'm not going to be able to go back out there any of us until it's safe to do so, you know, because they finna open it back up, but it's still going to be out there, and they still don't have a cure. So if they don't have a cure, what's happening with the people in the hospital? They just sitting there, so they got to fight it off, and they either dying or coming back home. Like, what they doing? What they giving them? They just in the hospital because they got it. And you got to, you know, go the course, and you survive the course or you don't survive the course. That's some scary shit.
Yeah, it is. It's like you're thrown in the fire, and you got to try to get out before you burn up, you know.
Yeah, so, man, you know, bless everybody, man. You know, we come together. And when they open the gate, you know, I'm gonna go out there and see what it do, you know, cautiously, because, you know, we gotta take care of our families. That's just that. Them stimulus checks ain't taking care of nothing. It'll pay some, but, you know, it's people in different positions, and it's hard out here. People ain't able to work. Bills ain't getting waived. Everything still got to be paid. Everything still adding up. You know, these people want their money. They know the corona going on. They still call them, are you having to make the payments today? What world are you living in? I ain't been to work in 8 weeks. And you live already to pay today. You know what I mean? But anyway, man, I'm on it, man. But. Yeah,
that's real
y'all
shit,
be blessed
though.
Out there. Y'all be blessed out there, man. And it's real. I don't listen to all the conspiracy theories. The theory of me, they is saying a lot of contradicting things. They tell you one, the numbers, it's flattening the curve, and people still dying. Ain't nobody died in 4 days. Then they get on the news at night and say somebody died. Like, you don't know. All I know is people is dying. You know, bottom line, especially if you got underlying health conditions, that's even more greater. You know what I mean? So a lot of us don't even know we had that underlying. You ain't gonna know till you know some people don't know. They even got an underlying condition.
Yeah.
You
know,
so it's a sad thing, man. It's real sad, man.
On a positive note, Scarface is doing good though. He's starting to get on the mend. So, you know,
that's
a blessing, you know.
Yeah, blessing
the
bread, man.
Yeah, definitely
bless
scary.
Anybody that got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a couple more bangers, but I know the homie in France wants to ask you guys a couple questions. Sin, I'm going to bring him out real quick. Sin, you there, brother? Worldwide
Yes,
Lockdown.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you here with
yes,
the Reckless
sir.
Clan, Sin.
Yeah, Reckless Clan. It's a dope. Bangs of Jay.
What's up, Sam?
Yeah, what's up? Can you tell us about the song Hip Hop Blues you did it back in the day? It was the Deep Down South. The Deep Down South, you captured it. It's a Deep South vibration. Can you tell us about this one? It was a dope song.
Classic.
When I think of hip hop blues, I remember that track, man. I love that track. You know, and Blank, man. Can anybody remember who did that beat, man? I like that beat, man. But I just remember my verse was really from the heart on that song. If I remember correctly, you know what I'm saying? I was going through a few little issues, some personal issues like that, and it just flowed out, you know, flowed out on the pen and pad, and and I just wanted to reflect what was going on with me at that time, and it was a perfect song for that time, you know. It's still one of my favorite songs.
Ooh, real talk.
Yeah. How came the idea of the cartoon cover of Blowing Up the Center? I know it's come from Brian Bexel, but how came the idea, in fact?
The idea of Blowing Up the Scene cover.
Yes, sir.
I think that was your idea, Blank.
I'm trying to remember, man. We just went off the photo shoots. You know what I mean? We go take photo shoots and they're burning WK in the back, put 38 in the sky. It just came out dope, just like the record did. We just went with the flow,
right.
But
right.
The photo shoots called the picture.
Right. I remember us saying we definitely wanted it to be like animated, even on the first one. I remember we wanted it to be cartoon like, and then you know we kind of just on the second one, you know we just felt like just we upgraded the music, so we just kind of upgraded the cover, but kept it familiar.
Yeah, 10 years later.
Yeah, Ben Bixell did a dope artwork on this one. Yeah.
Where you from, Sam?
France. South.
Okay,
France.
You're in France already, man.
Yes,
I'm
in the South. The deep South.
Already, man.
He said he's from France.
Appreciate that.
About 1 o'clock of morning over there right now.
Bonjour,
right?
Sam. Bonjour, Sam. I took French in college, man, but those probably the only two words I remember.
Oh, right.
So you like the new record, Sam?
Yeah, of course. It's dope.
Right.
It's like the same OGs, like you say on the title. The real shit.
Yeah, okay.
I like that.
Yeah. One last question about what we live now, with all that happened, it's cruel world. So can you tell us about back the day, what you say, and now, in fact, we have the same cruel world?
Yeah, it's timeless.
Mm.
It's a cruel world we're living in.
I see you, a big
Blow It Up the Fame fan.
He's been waiting on this, Frank.
I like that cruel world. I like that hook. Can't murder that hook on Cruel World. And that,
oh yeah, for sure.
He just, you know, so I think he sounded like Marvin Gaye on that hook, and that's why that song is. That's one of our favorites too.
Yeah, and I think one of my homeboys got killed in his slab on it, and I've seen it on the news. That's where I got my verse from, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was dope, man. Hey, the first album, classic, hands down, period.
Mm.
It was a big task. We knew that. That's why we went in on this record like we did, but we needed that to inspire us to do it like we did it. That's why it came out the way it came out. Now, you can pay Blowing Up the Scene. Since that pizza the old tonight, come on, man. I jam that clad all the time to myself. You know, it's that P-O-I-N-T-B-L-A-N-K-I-C, man. It's hard, man. It's hard.
But this new album here, man, you guys kept that formula and you added, you know what I'm saying, a 2020 twist to it as well. Killing shit, man. Who are some of the guys, you know what I'm saying, in Houston, you know what I'm saying, right now that are coming up that you guys see some promise in?
Well, it was easy and it was fun doing the record, you know, sometimes, you know. I mean, we wasn't even together most of the time. We was on the phone, like Kay said, we calling one another. We all got the same beats, but if somebody came up with something, we'd hit the other one. Yeah, I like that. Bam, you know. So it was good. Just, you know, like Kay said, it wasn't no bunch of songs. It's like these was killers. Just, we weren't playing about just doing no too many songs. All of them came out jamming.
Right. And as far as up and coming talent in Houston, man, like Houston is a hotbed for music, period. Not just rap music, but just music, period. I can sit here, man, all day and talk about up and coming artists that I really like. And I just say it like this. I mean, the cream of the crop gonna rise. And, you know, the nice artists that are here. You know, if they put in their work and do their thing, you know, you'll definitely hear about them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we got a couple more tracks to go to. We're going to give them this, this next one right now, Broadcast. Man, why don't you guys intro this one for us?
Go ahead, Huey. All right, here we go, man. This is a song that was inspired by Point Blank. He was adamant about this hook. He was adamant about getting this song done. And there's a message in this song. And the hook is broadcast your failures and whisper your success. So in a sense, it's you know, telling everyone to be humble, keep an even keel, and you know, just grind and do you. You know, broadcast. WK 2020, Haters of New Love, the new album. Let's get it.
It's fucked up when something bad happens. First thing people do is turn their cell phones on, hit record, start talking about you and shit. But Kevin Hart said it best. Life's too short to worry about what people say about you.
Broadcast your failures and whisper your success. Broadcast your failures and whisper your success.
Smile when my enemies appear. If the devil in the room, Jesus, let peace be still. Don't let your past dictate your future. Don't cause nothing to be real. I hear everything you saying, but there ain't nothing I can feel. Count me in or count me out, but don't stress me out. Give promise to us, we all gotta die and go on the ground. I can be paid but can't be bought, that's the first lesson taught. Don't sell your soul just to find out what glitters ain't gold.
Cash your failures and whisper your success. Broadcast your failures and whisper your success. Broadcast your failures and whisper your success.
Broadcast your failures
and whisper your success.
When you're good and you climb it, that don't matter. That new real slow to scatter. Fall off that ladder, the miles glamour. Bad news travel fast. Rather charge you up like tax than write you off like Jack and Huey. See a nigga getting it out the mud. These haters wanna drag a nigga through it. They sit in stands, watching your every move, criticizing the next man. High there, can it take my bag? Me wrecking these beats, the streets with Jack Pan. I expect these haters to talk. I'm on the front line behind my steel. Don't respect nothing that they yelling from the sideline. You ain't out in the field.
Broadcast your failures and whisper your success. Broadcast your failures and whisper your success.
And laugh at your whole staff. Put the pen to the pad, make you feel around. Duly noted, you can work with the chosen one. Ben C's in the game with three O's in front. Yeah, nigga might have took an L or two. We fell back, but I knew what the hell to do. A setback gon' happen to the best of us. Three kings, 10 toes, no one else to trust. These streets got a way of exposing you. So I'ma do it like a G is supposed to do. Nigga wanna see you doing worse than them. The game wide open like it's first and 10. Broadcast failure, celebrate success. Mash on the gas, take nothing less.
Broadcast your failures and whisper your success. Broadcast your failures and whisper your success. Broadcast your failures and whisper your success.
Broadcast your failures
and whisper your success.
Back here, Murder Master Music Show, episode 686 with the Reckless Clan. Man, if you ain't got the album Haters and New Love, you need to get it right now. Dopest shit of 2020 so far. And I expect some good music this year, because we had some great music last year, believe it or not. Some good shit from the Dayton family should be coming this year. A lot of classic groups from the 90s. You know what I'm saying? But you guys, man, you're leading the way, raising the bar right now. Shout out to you guys. Before we get out of here, though, I definitely want to give you guys the floor. You know what I'm saying? So cats can, you know, get up with you, you know, musically, or, you know, they need verses or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start with you, Ice Lord, man. Let cats know what you got coming and anything you want. The floor is all yours, brother.
All right. Yeah, I got, like Blank said earlier, you know, we never, that hit is the new love, you know, we finished it up in November, but we all, you know, until this corona happened, you know, even me and Kay was up until right before they locked us down. We was in the studio. We was at Baron putting something in. But I got some another solo coming out called Southern Gator, you know, but that's down the road, you know. And as far as getting in touch with me with any features or anything like that, y'all can contact Records Entertainment. The Bull is my management, so, you know, y'all can holler at Blank.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to chop it up with you, Ice Lord. And I want you to come back and do an episode for yourself as well in the future, brother.
All right, Jeff. Right.
Tell them your social. Tell them your social media, Pick. Tell them your Facebook and your Instagram.
Ellis Ice Lord Taylor and Instagram. I think Bible to Ice Lord. Yeah. So you contact me, hit me up on either one of those.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Blank, man, the floor is all yours, brother. Always an honor.
Hey, that last track y'all just heard broadcast was produced by Bionic. That track was sick, man. ACFL, I knew what the hell to do, man. That's all. But listen, y'all, my website is ogpointblank.com. You know what I mean? And, you know, you can get all my catalog, all my history on that. You can go order the Reckless Hand record on that, but it ain't in yet. It's going to be coming in, so you can still order the record, you know. Or you can catch me on my Facebook at OG Point Blank, and my Instagram is OG Point Blank the Bull, my Twitter Point Blank 713. And, you know, you can hit any of us up for the CD, for the hard copies. If you own PSK Network, y'all can hit PSK up, and PSK can get the record to you. You can hit Ice Lord up, and Ice Lord can get the record to you. You can go to the website, or you can hit me up, and it'll be some other distribution stores, mom and pops, that do exist, and they'll probably be putting up that they got the record. So y'all can be looking for all that to happen soon. Thanks for staying down. And stay down, you know what I mean? Until we get back out, y'all be blessed, man. WK for life.
No doubt, man. You guys take care. I noticed PSK's not on the line, but follow his Instagram, 713PSK13. You know what I'm saying? And support these guys, man. Get this album, Hate is a New Love, available everywhere. You were going to get out of here with this dope song, Hold Us Down. You know what I'm saying? This one right
this
here.
Amazing, man.
Yeah, tell everybody about this one as we get out of here.
This song was produced by Ice Lord. Ice Lord produced Hold Us Down. Ice Lord did the chorus on Hold Us Down. And it's for the ladies, man. You got to have something for the ladies, man. So y'all enjoy that, man. Hold Us Down, man. You got something real out there, hold it down. You feel me?
Huh.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. Shout out to you guys, man. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody listening. You know what I'm saying? Go out and get that album. Hate is the New Love, man. Support Reckless Clan. Right here.
All digital platforms.
Yeah, this right here. This for that special person that stayed down like four flats. It's hard to find something real out here. And when you do, you gotta treat her like a queen. You gotta show her you appreciate her. You gotta show her you love her. Especially the one that gon' hold you down.
We appreciate the women that hold us down. Whether eating good or just enough bread to go around. You still there, still care. Don't you ever change. You are life when it's dim. Give us strength when it's pain. We appreciate the women that hold us down. Whether eating good or just enough bread to go around. You still there, still care. Don't you ever change. You are life when it's dim. Give us strength when it's pain. Side by side, still keeping it together. The sunset fighting through the stormy weather. I better half always keep it straight, cause they got us. Here when it's clear skies gone, when it's dark, it's not us. It's us against the world, shoulder to shoulder. Got Brian McKnight, crazy love, we bipolar. I do anything for the queen, I gotta hold her down. And that bond grows as we get older. Yeah, people hate say that we won't last, but they only talk about what they don't have. Long as we good, we can face all the bad days. I got you, and that's the truth, not just a catchphrase. We appreciate the women that hold us down. Whether eating good or just enough bread to go around. You still there, still care. Don't you ever change. You are life when it's dim. Give us strength when it's pain.
never change. Who I like when it's dim, give us strength when it's pain.
20 years plus seem like a lifetime. Keep my heart beat free, you my lifeline. I'll never forget the first time. Sharpstown Mall, that's where we locked eyes. That day you became my new drug. Hair all over my head like a bone thug. Stayed down when I went and did my bid. Back and forth to the prison with my kids. Held me down, lift me up. Willing to take the charge when I got jammed up. Some people will never understand us. So what, we both don't give a fuck.
We appreciate the women that hold us down. Whether eating good or just enough bread to go around. Still there, still care, don't you ever change. Through our life when it's dim, give us strength when it's pain. We appreciate the women that hold us down. Whether eating good or just enough bread to go around. Still there, still care, don't you ever change. Through our life when it's dim, give us strength when it's pain.
It was pouring down rain and you was dripping with water. I had to shoot my shot, so I gave you my starter. Your hair was soaking wet and your mascara was running. You had to know I was all in, you passed me your number. I respected you from the gate, the first one that made me wait. Back rubs in the bathtub was fresh, I almost made me break. I let you down, watched you cry when they booked me. Still kept it one from day one, we loose as a cookie. Single dad had to do a bid, your mommy and my kids. Answered every single phone call, level my lid. Kept my head to the sky and my feet on the ground. I'm not a king without a queen, you're holding us down.
We appreciate the women that hold us down. Whether eating good or just enough bread to go around. Still there, still care, don't you ever change. Through our life when it's dim, give us strength when it's pain. We appreciate the women that hold us down. Whether eating good or just enough bread to go around. Still there, still care, don't you ever change. Through our life when it's dim, give us strength when it's pain.